Hi, I'm Ben Miller from University Relations here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WIS Politics and WIS Business Podcasts.
You're listening to WIS Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Smoke here for WIS Business, the podcast. Today, I'm joined by Rochelle Martin. She's a managing partner for the Winnow Fund. Thanks, Rochelle, so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So why don't you start us off with just a brief overview? I know that your venture capital fund recently announced $3.5 million in new funds raised and a launch here. For folks who haven't heard or are unfamiliar, just provide an overview.
The Winnow Fund is part of the Badger Fund of Funds portfolio. We are the earliest stage fund. We have the earliest focus. We are looking at pre-revenue companies and sourcing deals from Wisconsin colleges and universities all across the state.
Gotcha. So I understand you're a relatively newcomer on the stage here, the investment landscape in Wisconsin, but I'm still curious about your perspective on how to improve some things here in the state. We talked briefly about, you know, the idea of diversity in this landscape. What more do you think can be done by business leaders or politicians or other leaders in the state to kind of open up the field more in the investment landscape for Wisconsin?
In the VC landscape?
Yeah, in terms of opening it up to get more diverse individuals, diverse perspectives with different backgrounds like yours in this space, investing. Do you have any thoughts on what needs to be done to open that up a little bit more? It's a big question, I know.
It's tough because I think I'm very fortunate to have started this in Wisconsin. There are other places where the stereotypes and the double standards that might apply to people that are in fields dominated by some demographic other than theirs, where it's much harder to come up against. And Wisconsin has been incredibly supportive. And I think that what would benefit the community most is that representation, having people that are willing to take those steps to go out there and say, we need more women, we need more racial diversity, and we need to be supporting these people as a community. I do feel like I have that support.
That's great.
I just think that it's going to take some time before we can convince some other people to do it. Venture in general for anyone is not easy. Fundraising is not easy. Quitting your job to go into this and fundraising while not getting paid is not easy. You know, it does still take a certain kind of person who is maybe a little bit more risk tolerant. And so I think those are some of the other hurdles that we face, is that people in certain stages of their lives are not able to take that risk, even though they may be very capable of managing a venture fund.
So I've got one final question for you. As a relative newcomer on the scene, like I said, what do you think the state of Wisconsin can do more to support investment across the board here in the state?
There are a lot of state programs that we can look to in other states that have been incredibly successful. One of the most significant differences is the size of the state's investment. So some good examples are, there's fund of funds programs in Indiana and in Illinois, and those range anywhere from, I believe, $250 million to $750 million.
Right.
And the Badger Fund started with $25 million from the state. It is a good step. It's a good first step. And the Badger Fund has shown an impact that it has in the ecosystem. And so a good follow-up step would be to put more of that capital into the ecosystem and have the state show a larger amount of support for that. Something that's not necessarily comparable to these other states that might have a little bit more established programs, but we do want to try to catch up. We're constantly battling against cities like Chicago and Minneapolis, and so that's one way that I think we could have an impact.
Sounds good. Well, glad to have your perspective on that. And thanks again for joining me on the podcast, Rochelle. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You've been listening to WIS Business, the podcast. Now stay tuned for a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Ben Miller from University Relations here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. and we're a proud sponsor of WIS Politics and WIS Business Podcast. Did you know that almost 80% of UW-Madison's in-state students return to live and work in Wisconsin in the years after graduation? And almost half of all UW-Madison alumni are current Wisconsin residents. That's just one way we're driving our economy forward. UW-Madison is working for Wisconsin.